الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with Iranian commanders and senior military officials in the Imam Khomeini Hosseini on April 16, 2023. Stopping is like moving backwards. There is no difference. Do not be satisfied with the status quo. Strive to move forward. Now I have already spoken about the meaning of change. Change is the upper point of this movement. What's required is movement. We need to move forward and make progress. Look and see what you can do in this regard in the department that you are working in. Another important point is preparedness. Now he made a reference to war games. They are important. That is, conducting war games in the fields that the enemy's armed forces are engaged in all fields, including the air, ground, maritime, infiltration, and security sectors. You need to be prepared in all the fields that fall within the scope of the tasks of the armed forces. When there is a threat, preparation must be made. Threats are always there, because you can never assume that there will not be a threat. It may be possible to imagine a time when there will be peace and no war, but to assume that there will be a time when threats won't exist, in my opinion, such a thing is impossible and will not come about. Therefore, we must always be prepared. This is the verse in the Holy Quran. Prepare against them whatever you can. Chapter 8, verse 60.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In other words, be prepared. How much should one prepare? Whatever you can. Whatever you are capable of, military power and war horses. This preparedness, the preparation itself, is a deterrent. Being prepared is a deterrent. Therefore, in this same verse, God states, you instill awe in them because of your numbers, because of your preparation, awing thereby the enemy of Allah and your enemy. This is again chapter 8 of the Holy Quran, verse 60. In other words, when you are prepared and the enemy senses this, this in itself is a deterrent. It is a deterrent in the Air Force. It is a deterrent in the defense sector. It is a deterrent in maritime exercises. And it is a deterrent in the military exercises and drills that you conduct at sea and on land. It is the same in all the various sectors. Therefore, maintain your preparedness so that the enemy can see it. This threat that I spoke about, where is it coming from? This is also an important point. We must not make mistake about this. This threat that I mentioned, where is it coming from? This is also an important point. We must not make any mistakes.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all. Guiding me.